Welcome to The Back Pocket, your wildly average podcast.
And here we are, podcast number two. Thank you for tuning in for the second time we are doing this podcast here at The Back Pocket.
Great to be here. Love it. All the listeners, man, just thanks for all your support. I mean, you guys put us on the map, and we're back for a second one. And
providing the confidence that we need to just continue to
exactly,
be average.
Just so excited to be average. So excited to be back with you guys. Let's get after it, AI. What do you got for us first?
Again, I'm Andrew and Sarah. We're going to begin how we're going to try to start every podcast with describing how we are wildly average. One average quality that I have is yesterday I went to the pool and I tried to swim some laps and I traveled roughly 300 yards and nearly drowned.
Wow. And yeah, I mean, you're probably not a good swimmer, probably not too in shape. Me, you, and our producer Steve, just to get excited for our podcast, get a little energy going, we just had a little dance party. Just danced to a 3-minute song for just the whole time, and yeah, we're a little out of breath. So
puffing and puffing.
Yeah, if you hear us huffing or puffing, taking a deep breath here and there, taking a sip of water. Yeah, that's why, because just our average qualities are we're averagely in shape. We're not your marathon guys, but we're probably your our mile time somewhere around an 8-minute mile.
8-minute mile, we can dance for roughly 3 minutes and
yeah,
swim roughly 300 yards.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. As we were talking about earlier, our first podcast went pretty well. Just some reflections on it. There are so many things that we got back that from you guys and our listeners that I just found hilarious. To start, I mean, our intro song, we didn't know what, we basically didn't really have a plan for an intro song or an outro song for our podcast.
I went on SoundCloud, clicked the section where it says no copyright infringements, and listened to probably 5, and picked 2 of them, and there you have it. That was our intro and outro.
Yeah, and so people would, I mean, they probably turned it on, and they heard this, like, guitar, and it was played really loud. All of a sudden, like, they hit play, and they expect to hear our voices or some sort of Back Pocket intro, and it was just straight house acoustic guitar for like 45 seconds.
People
like,
yeah, well, is this the Back Pocket?
Is this the what is this?
Did we upload the wrong thing?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm curious to hear some feedback on the back and the outro, just because I don't know.
And that was another thing. So people were asking us like, hey, it would be probably more beneficial if you made a shorter episode. Like 54 minutes is kind of long, and to that we say, we're going to keep going. We're just going to...
54 minutes strong.
54 minutes. 40 to 50 minutes is probably where we're going to keep it at. And we're not... Honestly, we're not really expecting you to listen to our entire show. As long as you just click the link and hit play and, you know, listen to us for a little bit. If you like it, if you don't like it, it's fine. Or if you just don't have time to listen to it for 54 minutes, that's okay, because you can just come back later and listen to it at a different time. Because we're going to come out... Like, we should probably say this too, like... We're going to come out with a new show once a week. We're going to release it every Sunday. So you guys have the whole week. Do your homework the whole week to listen to our podcast. So we figured...
If you could squeeze us in there, hey, we'd be happy to fulfill your time of an open spot. But
exactly.
Other than that, we have no obligations.
Hey, like we said, Back Pocket, we're always just going to be there. So it doesn't really hurt us if you don't listen to the whole thing. So don't worry about it.
So more about the Back Pocket and the steps we are taking to improve our brand. We just came out with a website. Our link, our URL is yourbackpockets.com.
And that was just brutal.
That process was a lot more difficult than I could have even imagined.
Yeah, so when we were planning on doing this, we were like, all right, let's get our first show, let's put it on iTunes, and let's create some advertisements. Little did we know that there were probably 10 steps in between each of those.
And those 10 steps were not basic.
And they
were,
by any means, they were not average. And we kind of found out how average we are at just the internet. I mean, we could write a book on Andrew and Dex's battle with the internet. It was unbelievable. We still know what an RSS feed or a JavaScript is. So if anyone wants to help us out with that, any
of our
listeners,
coders.
Yeah, if we could find a coder listener, yeah, please reach out to us. And also, should we talk about how our domain? a battle with our domain.
Yeah, that was absurd. So, first of all, what would be a great website URL for the back pocket? How about thebackpocket.com, right? That would be amazing.
The back pocket, obviously.
That's taken by hugedomains.com.
Yep.
And they were charging us $3,100 to purchase this URL.
Yeah, so we
ask you as listeners if you, we did tweet this out and we got some positive feedback. So we do have a couple investors now, but if we can get maybe 1,000 investors possibly to get this back pocket .com URL, then you're only paying $3 per person and you're going to make this whole experience that much better.
The back pocket didn't work then, so we looked it up or whatever. But we really tried other options. We looked for maybe the back pocket club, or, well, we had a bunch of them, like the back pocket network. We didn't want to do the back pocket podcast just in case
we really
wow ourselves and people want to be on our website for blogging or anything, really. I don't know.
We were trying out things like the BP taken.
Yeah.
TBP taken. I mean, we tried pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And then I think one of our producers, it might have been, I think it was Steve, he was like, hey, check out your back pocket. And that was taken. But
yeah.
Then he's like, hey, what about your back pockets?
And we also went our back pockets, our back pocket.
That was both
taken.
Were taken. So we ended up settling with yourbackpockets.com. Please check us out. The website is becoming more and more efficient as the days go on.
Yeah.
Right now we're in the basic forms, but as we get more and more content, I believe this website maybe start to come
out. So yeah, it's up to you guys to make it to give it some publicity.
So we've recognized all the positive feedback and we appreciate everything about it. And we want to extend our hand and make more people a part of the back pocket in their own way. So we're hiring marketing interns.
Yes, we got 3 of them, right?
We have 3 currently.
Yep.
And we're trying to hire some more to get the brand out and stuff. Any thoughts on what we should do?
Yeah, so I guess my whole thought, we got 3 marketing interns really just working at it, trying to get our brand out there, trying to just help us out in any way. But really, all our listeners are marketing interns. You guys are all hired. We need... You guys are the reason we're here, and you guys are the reason we're going to continue to grow. All right, so moving on here, traveling the puck. Those are our reflections. I mean, we had a good time with that. So now moving forward with the podcast, we got Brian Steins appear on the show. He's going to be coming up soon. I mean, he nailed it. He knocked it out of the park. I honestly loved everything that he had to say.
Fantastic.
He brought us just like a new perspective of like what it's like to be not from here and from America and coming in here and really just showing us what's up. I think that's great. So he'll be on later, but also going forward, we're really looking to get President Sullivan on the show. That's our next big move.
So we'll trap the puck here and move on to our next segment. Earlier this week, I attended the Minneapolis Career College Job Fair. So at this job fair, everyone's, like I said, suit and tie, and I come in there and say, what narrative? Why do you have to dress this way? And I say, no tie.
Yeah, so you know,
I had 2 options for ties. We're talking earlier. I got this whole outfit I need to pick out, but in reality, I have 1 shirt, 1 pair, 1 everything, and I got 2 ties. And I'm like, which tie? Purple, pink?
Yeah. And we were joking like, oh yeah, it's gonna be funny. Like you're gonna have to choose a tie. Like they both match. It's not a big deal. Like who cares? Like it's gonna be a really tough decision. And then the next day, like I talked to AI, I'm like, hey man, how's the career fair? He goes, it was good. I didn't wear a tie. I was like, wait, why not? He goes, I just couldn't decide.
Couldn't pick a tie. I said no tie, and that might have been the best decision I ever made because I was the only guy in there without a tie. So you walk in there, and it's a war zone. Everyone's dressed to the nines, thinking they need to wear a suit and tie because private school, blah, blah, blah. You come to your own conclusions. And people are ferocious. They are pushing people down, just trying to get to the booth to talk to Target and Best Buy, to U.S. Bank, to all these big corporations. I mean, it's scary in there. You walk in and you're like, this isn't real life. And I spent about 30 minutes just observing and kind of very scared. In those moments, I witnessed a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you walk in there and you see all your friends and you're like, normally you'd say like, hey man, how's it going? But it's a business atmosphere. So you just shake his hand and say, hey, good luck. Like, awesome work. I like your resume. Or, you know, say something professional. You really got to put on a good face for all these big corporations.
You're in character and you don't want to break character.
Yeah, and I mean, for all our big corporation listeners out there, how you doing? Here's my resume.
Yeah, here, take it.
Take it. It's where it's good. We do a podcast.
So in so yeah, yeah. So in the job fair, you just gotta perform as a business, and even if your major is otherwise. So we saw an Instagram post from someone, one of our friends, and he. Very formal, and he was...
You can say his name, right?
Yeah, we'll bring his name. Connor Johannes.
Connor Johannes. So we saw an Instagram post from Connor Johannes, a friend of the program. He's an engineering major, and he posted an Instagram. You guys will all see it. It's him with his portfolio-looking thing. I don't know. He's all dressed to the nines and really serious face, and it says, "Let's talk business."
Oh, you're talking business. So we're positive guys. So we're not going to bash him.
Yeah, so we're not going to bash him. However, we're going to call our friends and let them bash him. Give him about 45, 60 seconds to bash him. So, yeah, let's go ahead and call someone. Let's go ahead and call his roommate, Matt Heron.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Matt. It's the guys from the back pocket. We just wanted to give you about 45 to 60 seconds to flame Connor Johannes.
The what?
We wanted to give you 60 seconds to flame Connor Johannes in his Instagram.
Connor Johannes is the softest dude I've ever met in my whole life. This man tried to get me to sleep in his room with him last night when he had a girl come over. It was sad.
Elaborate, yeah. What about the Instagram?
I'm trying to go to bed. He calls me in here. He's got his girl. I'm trying to drop hints for him, you know, man. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go to bed. Guess what he does? He goes, "No, we're just gonna put on a movie. Come cuddle with us."
Wow,
he must be talking business.
Yeah, he must be trying to talk business with you, huh?
This man was he had his graphs out. He had a suit on. We came back from the bar. I'm like, "You're an engineer, bro. You don't even do this stuff. We don't use this kind of stuff."
Wow, what an idiot.
Well, thank you, Matt. We appreciate your 60 seconds in the back pocket.
Absolutely. God bless.
All right, let's go ahead and call one of our other fellow engineers, Jack Doomer. Just quiet down.
Come on, Doomer, you never answer. Pick up.
Howdy.
Hey, Jack, it's the guys from the back pocket. I know you haven't seen the picture of Connor Johannes, but I know you've heard of it. It's a picture of him and his he's all dressed to the nines, and it says, "Let's talk business." We're going to go ahead and give you 60 seconds to flame him. Go.
Okay, first of all, Connor isn't even a business major, so no, he doesn't talk business. He may talk a little bit of technical engineering talk. So first of all, that quote is totally inaccurate. Second of all, Connor barely shows his face. He's kind of like a sloth. Every now and then, he'll climb down from the tree and show his face. But other than that, no, you can't talk business unless you show yourself several times throughout the day. Other than that, Connor, good dude. His birthday was the other day, a happy 13th birthday. Bought himself a lollipop for his birthday, so that was his gift. But, you know, he just can't just be flying around the handle like that on Instagram. It's not fair to the rest of the people.
All right, thank you so much, Jack Doomer. We appreciate your input for flaming.
Thanks, man. All right, so we called two guys that are friends with Connor.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and call a girl, Annie Vitale. I'm pretty sure she's friends with Connor, right?
I think so, yep.
Okay, so yeah, let's give her a call. I mean, she'll probably have nice things to say, but that's okay.
God.
So let's call her.
Explain that there was a recent Instagram post, and we just wanted to get her feedback on it.
Yeah, we'll tell
her. Don't scream. Yeah. Hold it.
Hello?
Hey, Annie, it's the guys from the back pocket. We just wanted to ask you, there's a recent Instagram post. Connor Johannes had a picture. It's I don't know if you saw it. It said, "Let's talk business." We're going to give you 60 seconds to flame him. Go.
60 seconds to what?
To flame him.
Why? Why am I flaming?
He was at the job fair. He said, "Let's talk business," but he's an engineer. We question everything.
Yeah, we didn't want to bash him, but we're calling people to bash him.
Yeah, so we're positive people.
Oh, I mean, I don't just, like, don't pretend you're something you're not. Like, I mean, if you're an engineer, like, why, maybe don't talk business, talk engineering. That's, like, all I really have to say about that.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your input, Annie. Thanks for having, we appreciate
yeah,
having you
so
on the back
welcome.
Pocket.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
You know, keep living the dream.
So that was our first ever call-in segment.
Yep. So we're going to be doing that more often. I think that was pretty productive. I definitely yelled just so they could hear me. Yeah. I'm a yeller on the phone, so sorry to our listeners.
We yell a lot, but yeah, hopefully it comes out all right.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So that was talking business. Yeah, and so that might turn into our own segment. Yeah, we
maybe we should just have a segment called Let's Talk Business.
Here's our little story of the week. Why fainting goats really collapse in fear. That's the headline.
Yeah, that was the Nat Geo headline. That was what, like, earlier this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
So really when we're looking through news feeds, we're just looking for headline grabs, and why fainting goats really collapse in fear. That really sparks my interest. I read the article, figure out why goats collapse in fear. That wasn't that interesting. But that made me really think of some other goats in our common experience throughout our day.
Yeah,
that
goats, goats like the acronym greatest of all time.
Yes, those type of goats. Okay. And not the greatest of all time, but the greatest of all time of average.
Average. Just the goats of averages.
The goats
I don't know
of
how
averages.
Else to say it. Just the average goats.
So that we
the average goats.
The average goats. So we created our own segment called
The Average Goats.
Dackie, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, so you know, I'm really thinking average goat here. I'll go sports. Scalabrine, the redhead Celtics player that rode the bench when they made their title run.
The White Mamba.
Yeah, the White Mamba. He was average.
He was average.
And he was great at it.
But everyone loves him.
Yeah, he was awesome. Steve, you got one for us?
I was actually thinking a local hero.
Okay.
Michael Bloom.
Oh,
Division III pretty much equals average. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, it's appropriate.
So, when I think of a guy like Michael Bloom, who is the greatest long snapper I've ever seen, witnessed, heard of, and he's coming straight out of a Division III school, I mean, that's average and great and your average goat.
Yeah, no.
That's my average goat.
That's awesome. I love that. Snapping for greatness. He's definitely trying to break the average boundary, and I think he's trying to snap in the league too, isn't he? NFL?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, more power to him.
I got one.
All right, what do you got for us?
So I'm going to bring it back to early childhood. Mike Jones. We Fly High. I mean, that was the song of 7th grade. And I'm going to hold him to that goat of 7th grade, but in reality, he was just really average.
We fly, you know it, ballin'. Yeah.
Hips and thighs, oh my, like showbiz.
Something like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that was the back pocket singing, the ensemble. I think that's what you call it, right?
Yep.
That's funny that you brought up Mike Jones, because, you know, like, he's just, like, a one-hit wonder. I feel like when we were little, we'd listen to those, like, Now That's What I Call Music albums.
Oh, yeah, like, hip-hop.
Like, yeah, so it's, like, Now, like, all big, and then it has, like, the number, like, Now 24, Now 25.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, there's definitely a Now 69. And this is definitely the most fire one of all time. So they got Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna, Rockstar by Nickelback. That's fantastic. Stop and Stare by One Republic. Dude, check this out. 9th one on there. Crank that, Soulja Boy. Like, this is... And it came out... The Now What I Call Music 69 came out in 2008.
2008?
Yeah.
We're dated.
Yeah, so dated.
I feel like they didn't... They must have been coming out, like, every week. I feel like...
Yeah.
What was I? I was 8 and I was 12.
Because I feel like the last one I listened to was, like, Now 27 or something. Like, yeah. Somewhere in the 20s or 30s. How do we get to 69 so fast?
So the next part of our show, we're going to go towards interviewing our guest, Brian Steinschwier from Chile. It's a pleasure to have him. He took some time out of his day to join us. We know he's a busy man. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself and let the audience know a little bit about you?
Well, thanks for having me. And I'm an international student here from Chile, as you said. I'm a senior and I moved here 2.5 years ago, and absolutely loving it.
That's great. So, Brian, just a little more information for our listeners. Brian's a kicker for University of St. Thomas. Just absolute electric leg. Kids booming it.
Powerful leg. Very accurate.
Very accurate. Very thoughtful leg, too, as most coaches would identify. So, Brian, just for our listeners, Brian's Instagram name is Bad Boy Bri Bri. How do you spell that, Brian?
Yeah, that's boy with an I and Bri with a Y.
So, Brian, could you tell us a little bit about your transition from Chile to the States?
In which way exactly?
So, how about early on in your childhood when you were coming to the States just for vacation? What was that like?
My dad went to college in Hawaii, so when I was very, very young, I visited there, and his best friend still lives there, and it was a blast. It's like the nicest place on earth, besides the south of Chile, obviously. And like, cultural difference I experienced when I was, like, older, because I don't really remember much when I was very young and I visited Hawaii. We're traveling with my family, and we visited one of my dad's friends that he had in San Francisco, and he invited us over to dinner. And, you know, I was super excited to go have dinner with an American family. And back home, we say hello to a woman with a kiss on the cheek, and I'm the first guy to enter the house, and his whole family is there. And his mom, who's like a 70-year-old lady, is the first person, like, waiting at the door. I just come in and say hello, give her a kiss on the cheek, and she freaked out and started saying, like, oh, wow, like, he's so friendly, and just, like, was kind of afraid of me.
So
and
just went up and smooched
yeah.
her. She's
so
probably,
then,
what, she was probably a cougar, just
I don't know about that. I think it just crossed some cultural boundaries I had no idea existed. But
that's got
to
rattle
you
big time. I mean, you're just walking in, trying to be polite, and everything.
Exactly.
And
possibly some other boundaries you crossed there, Bri. Interesting stuff there.
That's a great story, though. Thanks for
sharing.
Yeah,
that's awesome stuff. So we know we did some research on you. We do this with all our guests. So we checked your huddle tape, and we saw you're a wide receiver. So how is the transition going from being a wide receiver to now a kicker in the States?
Yeah, sure was a wide receiver. I mean, I loved it, and back home the level of play is really different. We don't even have high school football. It was just an amateur league, and people who were interested in playing just played. Doesn't matter, like, if you're big, if you're fast or not. Like, if you want to play, you'll play. And, well, I really, really enjoyed it. Played all year round. Only on Saturdays, though, because we had to rent the fields where we played. And, well, I wanted to play at a high level, a competitive level, and came here, and coaches told me that the best possible way I could contribute to the team and, like, see a field was being a kicker. And I focused on just improving my kicking ability and put all my energy into that. And
so what are your plans exactly when you're done with college? I know you're a senior now. You have family back home in Chile. What's your deal?
Yeah, so all my family is back home, and I'm a senior here. I'll graduate in December, though, because I have an extra semester of football. Very, very excited about that. And
hey, 2017, Tommy's playing in a dome. That's prime conditions for a kicker.
Yes.
Expect Brian Steinsfeer to have a breakout season.
Yeah, so that's actually a
great
dome? Segue. So
St. Thomas is going
to
have
so
a dome.
We're getting the dome next year. I don't know if you read the email. Julie Sullivan said that we're getting a new turf field, even better, in O'Shaughnessy Stadium. So
in.
That was the key word.
Exactly,
so
Brian.
The people that listen to Podcast One know that, and now I hope most of our viewers are excited for this dome coming in 2017.
I'm pretty excited now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let us, so now that you know, I mean, have you ever kicked in the dome? Like, are you excited as a kicker?
Yeah, the dome is the best.
Okay, perfect. So what's your distance now that we're inside a dome versus outside?
We'll have to find out.
You think you're 70-yarder? Is that a possibility? I mean, we've seen practice you get in the boundaries of 50, right?
Yeah, I could hit a 60, maybe.
60,
yeah.
Okay. So I think dome automatically puts on 10.
Yeah,
so
for all our NFL scouts, possibly New Orleans.
Just the power of the dome.
Specifically, they are also listening to this podcast. So maybe a chance in the NFL there.
There you have it. Brian Steinsfeer could play for the Saints in 2018.
Breaking news, Brian Steinsfeer to the Saints. Here we go. So how have you liked America so far?
It's been great. Actually, nothing bad to say about it. It's been a great experience. Time
you probably have something bad to say about it. So what's something about Americans that just gets under your skin a little bit?
Yeah. What's your thing, man?
It's nothing. Americans are great, especially here in Minnesota.
Okay,
everybody,
that's a
everybody,
good point.
Everybody's so nice and so welcoming, and I've just...
Sometimes they're too nice.
Too nice, yeah. I mean, I like to be more direct. I guess that's something.
Well, speaking of direct, they're a little passive-aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm getting to. And I mean, if there's a problem, I like to face a problem and instead of just letting it slip by. And I mean, it's just a cultural difference, I guess, but it's just a little detail. So
you become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
And you've grown,
I mean,
you learned, sure.
Kind of just
you gotta focus on the good stuff, not on bad stuff. So
interesting.
Yeah, all I can say is it's been a great 2.5 years so far and definitely excited for the rest of my time here, and I hope to stay a little longer after graduation, perhaps get some work experience ideally.
Interesting. So we ask all our guests this. As you know, Decky and I, average, and Steve, Mark, average. You know, Mallory's probably not as average as we are, but you could tell she's average.
Let's cut to the chase. She's average.
She's average. Okay, so Brian, what makes you average?
Well, I mean, I guess you guys can already tell my English speaking skills are wildly average. I mean, a lot gets lost in audio communication because half of it is the body language and you can't see that. I feel like I'm a big body language communicator. So
what's your...
when it comes to my English speaking skills,
okay.
So
definitely
hey,
average.
For the listeners that don't know who you are, maybe some brief physical descriptions of the presence of Brian would
yeah.
be appropriate.
So you said you're a receiver and you're also a kicker. So
yeah.
Let's go ahead and start with direct comparisons to who you think you're most like, and then start off with your physical.
Chad Ochocinco probably.
Okay. So
okay.
It looks like
yeah.
Chad. Athleticism.
I mean,
Chad Ochocinco.
And kind of looks like Chad Ochocinco
okay.
a little
and then,
bit.
A blonder version of Chad
okay,
Ochocinco.
A little blonder version of Chad Ochocinco crossed with, in my opinion...
Brad Pitt.
And then also, in my opinion, you're really looking like Dan Bailey. You're really...
Oh, Dan
so
Bailey
I'm
for
thinking
the Cowboys.
So for our listeners, just review, Dan Bailey, Dallas Cowboys kicker, just a great kicker. Accurate. I would say he's accurate, not powerful. Accurate. So we got Dan Bailey, we got Brad Pitt, we got Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson. For our old listeners, Chad Ochocinco. So
yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, so that's our little mixture. That's kind of your, so okay. So
there you have
physical,
it. I mean,
yeah, there you have it.
That's pretty much sums up Brian's physical appearances.
Yeah. So now we're talking more about that. A little less about your English speaking abilities. So
bingo.
That's good stuff. You're welcome.
So we also ask this question to all our guests. The back pocket can mean a variety of different things. It definitely hits home to each person differently. So I'm going to ask you, what does the back pocket mean to you?
For me, the back pocket is something that you don't have very present, but you know that you can always rely on if your plan A fails. It's like kind of like your plan B. It's always there, but you never think about
like,
it till
like
you... not like the pill. Like... when your plan A fails, it's what you go on to next, you know?
Have
so
you ever used plan B?
I'm not familiar with what that is.
Great answer. Great answer, Brian.
Brian, that's a great answer, you know. That's just part of being Chilean, man. I don't think they have plan B in Chile.
So that brings us to our next question. Are the women here, not specifically St. Paul, but in America, better looking than the women back home?
I mean, that's an interesting question, but it just comes to a thing of taste, and honestly, I think that all women are beautiful around the world, and
good point.
The thing is that the U.S. is more population, so there's obviously a bigger amount of good-looking girls,
playing
but
the law of averages.
Beautiful woman just all over,
yeah.
St. Paul,
yeah.
Wisconsin,
okay.
Chicago, Chile, wherever.
Absolutely.
So, Brian, you say you like all women, and then I'm also looking here. We already mentioned earlier that your Instagram name is Bad Boy Bri Bri.
Yep.
So, maybe, so how are you a bad boy?
I mean, it's more of a joke, honestly, because I consider myself a good boy, a really good boy. And, you know, the singer Rihanna, her Instagram name is... Bad Gal Riri, so I thought, oh, it's similar name, Brian, Rihanna.
Possible
just,
hookup there.
Yeah,
possible connection.
Yeah,
Rihanna, if you're listening to this,
Rihanna,
know that Instagram names are very similar for specific reasons.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence.
That's just electric.
Yeah, that's
just
awesome.
The best thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, that's just great stuff, Brian. So let's just kind of throw this situation out here for you then, Bri. So say we get Rihanna to find you, Bad Boy. You guys have this great connection. You hit it off. Are you staying in America? Can we keep you?
Perhaps.
All right. I think we got something going here. So I guess you're talking about Rihanna.
Yep.
Famous. We've heard you've met some famous people. Our listeners also know this. Did some research, did a little digging myself. We saw you met Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah, Snoop. Yeah, big fan. It was a couple of weeks ago, and he was having a concert up here, and he was having a meet and greet at some liquor store. So I'm just in the car with my good friend Jack Noel, and we decided. Go visit him. Student life for an hour and a half. Took a picture with him. Great guy.
What do you have to say? Any talk about marijuana, or was he just talking out?
No, just straight to business. Picture, handshake, out.
Wow.
No?
Sounds
great personality
like
guy then.
Sounds a lot like 50 Cent.
Yeah, sounds a lot. Yeah, it does sound. When you say the quick business, quick doing this liquor thing, I'm thinking more 50 Cent. But Snoop Dogg's a nice guy. So we'll circle back on that.
Yeah, we'll touch on that later.
Interesting though. Love that you met him though. Snoop's a good guy. We're big Snoop guys on this. Or Snoop Majors.
Snoop Majors for sure.
Snoop Majors. So speaking of majors, what's your major, Brian?
Entrepreneurship.
Awesome. So you want to start a company?
Ideally, yes.
So what's
at some
your
point?
So
I don't have any. I don't have any huge ideas yet, but I know like I'd like the idea of being my own boss at some point, and I mean.
As do most.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah, right.
And I'd like to work with something related to either the outdoors or food or sports, something like that, along those lines. But I got to come up with a big idea.
Outdoor, and, food, and sports?
Altogether, I don't know how you combine them, but...
All right, this is a great segue right here. Outdoor, food, and sports, you know who loves all three of those things? Ladies. And what is Brian most effective in? The ladies. He's an entrepreneur of the ladies. As the people that don't go to St. Thomas don't know, Brian is quite a suave dude when it comes to the ladies. What makes you so effective?
I mean, I think you're just being nice. Like I told you, I'm just a laid-back, good boy.
We're not nice guys.
And
we're wildly average guys.
We're positive guys.
Yeah, we're also positive guys.
I don't think that those things are mutually exclusive, though. You can be a wildly average nice guy.
That's it?
Yep.
That's us, I guess. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a good point.
Well, I was going to say is my pitch for you. You say outdoors, food, and
sports.
Why not make an outdoor bar?
Where there's sports finish.
You just get stand-up TVs and call it Bad Boy Bribe Rice.
Ooh, Bad Boy Bribe Rice, baby back ribs. Do you have a favorite song currently out right now?
Yeah, it's not American song. So I went to Chile for J-Turn, and back home is summer. And
oh, yeah, for all our geography majors, the southern hemisphere is summer, while the northern hemisphere is winter.
So J-Turn is best time of the year to go back home. And during the summer, they play just some bangers.
I would love to hear you just sing a
could
little
you,
bit for us.
Yeah,
not much of a singer, not even wildly average.
Any lyrical presence would be great.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a great tune, it's called Despacito by Luis Fonsi. Great stuff. That's the song of the summer right now down in the southern hemisphere. Gets
the
people
song
going.
Of the summer.
Yep.
Perfect.
Song
breaking
of the
news
summer.
Again. Song of the summer in the southern hemisphere is
Despacito by Luis Fonsi. Good stuff.
Business is booming.
People are just loving it down there, and up here we're just surviving negative. So we've all listened to Bad and Bougie, right? What do you think that means?
Couldn't tell you. Don't even know the lyrics. I just know the sounds.
I'm right there with you, bro.
Yeah, same. We just kind of hear sounds, but we're trying to become more lyrics makers.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should tell me.
You're right. We are from here. We should know that.
Just,
yeah. You're absolutely right.
Clueless.
Yeah, so talking about origins, AI's from Chicago.
Beautiful city.
Yeah, just tell us about your trip. Tell us about your trip to Chicago.
Well, so my good friend Dylan Andrews, he's from Chicago. It was him and our other good friend, Bennett Selihowski. And we planned this early that week. We were just looking forward for Thursday, made a whole itinerary. And, well, we drove all the way to Chicago. Our first stop was at Portillo's.
What'd you get at Portillo's? Do you remember?
Italian beef, cheesy fries, a hot dog and a chocolate shake.
Oh, just perfect order.
Yeah, complete meal.
So that sounds like the American eye-opener to me.
And it sounds like a Chicago eye-opener.
Right? And we had enough space on our tummies to have some dip dish, Luminati's pizza at night.
Nice.
And never had dip dish before, and I liked it.
Best pizza in the States.
And the next day was a full day. Started early in the morning. Had some breakfast, took the, what do you call it, the train,
the metro, the L.
The L. Got downtown, checked out what there is to check out there, did a little turn around. Then
what did you see? Any fun tour spots?
The Bean.
Oh, the Bean.
Yeah,
classic.
You know, had to get the picture from a Bean. Then we headed over to Wrigley Field because the Cubs were playing in the, they were playing against the Dodgers for the, what do you call that?
NLCS
championship. Yep, NLCS. And
how was that? That must have been electric.
It's one of the best days I ever had. We got there to a pub, like right in front of Wrigley, probably at 4. And we didn't leave till like 12. And we left next morning at 8 to back to Minnesota. And just a great game of baseball.
How is the party scene in Chile compared to the States?
It's different. It's definitely different.
How so?
It's not really like a bar scene. You go to like clubs, stuff like that. And
you're playing that Disrespecto Fianzo song?
yeah, those songs. Despacito.
Despacito.
which means translates to slowly, by the way.
Interesting.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I thought it meant translate.
I thought it was like get wild and crazy and start cranking it up.
Slowly.
Slowly, interesting.
Yeah.
For sure, slowly. I'm going to have to tune in.
Yeah.
And yeah, you go there and the place is closed like at 4:30 in the morning, so it's everything a little later than here. Like back home, like when you're dancing, like it's kind of like having a dance and like a conversation. You're like dancing and like talking and like throughout. You're getting to know the other person.
So while dancing through the rhythm of music.
So our listeners know from the first podcast that our first string producer, Steve, went on a date and took a girl to 50 Shades Darker. I'd just like to hear your perspective from an international student in that situation. Would you feel comfortable? What are your thoughts of taking a girl out on a first date, taking her to a movie like 50 Shades Darker?
That would not be my go-to first date invitation, but I mean, it's just gambling a lot. It's risky and admire Steve's confidence. So
you're gambling for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're
playing
definitely,
the law of averages,
definitely gambling.
So wrapping it up here, this is our final question we asked all our guests this, Brian. In the scope of your whole day, just the whole day, what did you learn today?
What did I learn today? I learned a lot of stuff, but I mean,
not to brag.
No, but let me, actually, what did I learn today, dude? I've been up since 6:30 in the morning. I can't believe I haven't learned a thing. Well, this has to do with one of my entrepreneurship classes, and we're working this project, and I learned, and my whole group learned, and the whole class learned, that young adults aged 18 to 25 are twice as likely to overuse ADHD medications.
Oh, wow.
It's a big problem, especially nowadays.
In the NFL, too.
Great awareness. That's great. That's great for
so,
bringing
yeah,
that awareness.
Serves to send a good message to the listeners that don't do drugs.
And there you have it. That is Brian. Do not do drugs. However, he's a bad boy. So
I'm good boy. Good boy.
Good boy.
Thank you very much, Brian, for coming on the show.
We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
And there you have it. That was our interview with Brian. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh man, he was an absolute blast.
Wow. The atmosphere was electric when he was in here.
Yeah, and I think probably my favorite story was when he. First of all, his story about his Instagram. I think that's great.
His Instagram name, Bad Boy Bri Bri.
Bad Boy Bri Bri, and he was mad because he wanted to do Bad Boy with a Y, but had to change it to an I because someone already had Bad Boy with a Y Bri Bri. So that was pretty funny, and just how him explaining that was great.
We're going to kick off the back end of this podcast with Hardball of the Week. Decky, I know you mentioned you had a good hardball to start.
Yeah, so who's just going above and beyond? Who's striving more than... Who's doing more than the than what's expected, and who's going over the top? That's kind of what we consider a hardball. I was sitting in class earlier this week, and I have all my news notifications on from, like, the iPhone. Like, you get... Their news notifications from the news app. And I got one. I think it was CNN. And it said, Jackie Ivanko does not approve of Trump's repeal of the transgender bathroom ban. Or something to do with transgenders. And the hardball of the week goes really to all the news broadcasting networks. So most of us can relate to this. I mean, you're going to have... You're going to have the news broadcast. You're going to have, like, Fox, CNN, Washington Post. Wall Street Journal. Time Magazine. So, like, literally you get a different notification of something that happens, and it's just, like, a different type of headline grab for the same story. Like, CNN will report, like, this person disagrees with Trump. Fox News will report someone that's dead. Washington Journal will talk about... something that CNN also talked about, but just in a much more average fashion. The Wall Street Journal will talk about airport toilets. And you're just like, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Just too many notifications taking me too many different directions.
Yeah, it's just pulling me in a million directions. It's like, why can't you just be like ESPN and Bleacher Report and like Fox Sports? Like, why can't you just tell me all at the same time that DeMarcus Cousins got traded to the Pelicans?
Instead of like ESPN saying DeMarcus Cousins... hates going to the Pelicans. And then we got Bleacher Report saying DeMarcus Cousins is super passionate about winning a championship with the Pelicans. And then Fox Sports comes in and saying, did DeMarcus Cousins get traded to the Pelicans? Like, no, they don't do that.
No, there's no controversy. It's literally, this is what happens. And then we get to think, oh, I bet he likes that. Or, oh, I bet he hates that. Like, that's what it's for. Not the news people telling us what to think. That's more what it is, right?
So hardball of the week.
Yeah, so hardball of the week goes to all our news things. I'm just going to go ahead and disable all those, and then if I hear something on the street, I'll just probably believe that more than what I'm getting on my phone. On our last podcast, we talked about jumping the gun on the weather. So this past week, it was 60 degrees. We were having a blast. Yelling spring break again.
A little rock on symbol.
A little rock on. Just people loving it. People outside. I wore shorts for 2 days. That was fun.
Sunglasses were out.
Yep. I don't think we had our shirts on last week. That was cool. Not to brag. Our story is global warming's back.
Global warming is real.
It's real. It's here.
The globe is warming.
Yeah. And it was warm. It was warm outside.
Yeah.
And now it's cold outside.
It's gotten cold again.
And now it's cold again.
So like that little period right there.
Yeah, that was when the warm was...
That was global warming.
Yeah, that was when the world was warm, so that was global warming.
It was literally the globe was warmer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So
that brings us to our next segment, which we need to touch upon and bring tons of awareness. Farmers are back.
Yeah,
they're in the process of coming back.
Farming season is back. You check the ground temperature every once in a while when you step outside, you know, feel the ground. Is it cold? Is it hot? Farmers doing that every day. Just checking to see, you know, are we ready to start sowing seeds? Are we ready to get the cattle back out?
Are we gonna go grab our hose?
Yeah, not hose, not the tool.
The tool, but not the tools. Just like
an inanimate object that's a tool, and it's called a hoe.
The hoe. Got
so,
it.
anyways, the yeah, so they feel the ground, they're seeing if it's okay or not, and you know what? Then I think they definitely felt it on Saturday, and they're like, hey, it's a little warm now. Let's get going.
Let's get ahead of it.
Let's start producing for this country. So farmers are back also, and if they didn't know if that was warm outside or warm enough, our Iowa listeners or any kind of farmland listeners, just know you are now allowed to farm. Mother Nature will allow for it. So our next segment is the Charles Darwin evolution update. AI, you want to elaborate on this a little bit?
So Charles Darwin, Galapagos Islands, very important figure in our history and in the field of science, even though we're not science majors.
Mm-hmm.
He has a theory of evolution, natural selection, and that whole process of weeding out the weak and the strong will prevail.
Okay, so my Charles Darwin evolution update is the sun coming out and college kids thinking it's okay to jump off roofs and break things. That's definitely a natural selection thing. I think that the kids that do jump off these roofs will slowly go away over time. And the nerds that are sitting inside and, you know, aren't really...
studying away.
Yeah, are studying and not really jazzed about the weather. Those are the guys that are going to... Those are the guys that are going to prevail.
They will prevail in the end because, obviously, natural selection. You jump off a roof, therefore you die. And those people that are doing that, they will be weeded out.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Charles Darwin.
Check his book out.
Always applicable.
Yep.
So, here's our first ever repeat segment. The Maddie C. Memorial. And we're going to kick this one off with intramural basketball.
It's call your own fouls and... One of our players makes a fantastic play down low on the post, gets the steal, and the kid calls a foul, saying that he grabbed him before he
made the sick
intercepted pass or whatever, you know, down low. So that, when we all saw that, we were just,
you call your father.
I was just like,
it's intramural, so you don't want to get too worked up by it, but then you see him and it's like,
yeah, and then you look at the kid who's calling it, and it's like, it's whenever some kid just screws up and, like, makes a bad play, like, airballs a shot and gets hit after, like, oh, it's a foul, and then you're like, you know, just...
It's just tough, you know, and then, like I said, it's just like...
Yeah, they get ripped, you know, they're trying to cross up someone, get pickpocketed, and then...
They get stuffed out of this world, and then...
Yeah, they get stuffed, and they're like, oh, foul, foul.
And then you're sitting there, and you're like... I mean, it's just tough. Difficult.
So, there we go. That's our first reoccurring segment.
So we'll trap the puck here and move on to our next segment.
Let's finish with what did we learn, and then we'll go to the feel-good story of the week. So,
perfect.
What did we learn? AI, what do you got for us?
Earlier today, I learned that even if you don't have a phone, two people can meet up at a set time and date during a day.
Steve, what do you got?
I learned that meteorologists and the Weather Channel is pretty overhyped. We were supposed to get a snowstorm. Not just like your casual, okay, that you're going to get a few inches on this day, but Thursday and Friday, both snowstorm days.
Yeah. We were supposed
to look outside. There's no snow on the ground.
Yeah, so we're
looking. Let's look right now. We're all looking.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and look outside, see if there's any.
Nope. Any snow?
No.
Any banks?
Nope. No snow.
I see some rocks.
I don't even see any accumulation. I don't know if that's what they call it, but... Yeah, so there's no snow. I got a good one for you. This one, my listeners are going to have to follow me here. Do a little listening. Like some deep listening. So let me give you a second. Lock in here for our listeners. Okay, locked in. Aluminum cans. Soda cans. In the 90s and early 2000s, they were 60 millimeters in diameter. Companies decided to decrease the diameter to 54 millimeters. So they decreased the diameter of the can 6 millimeters. In doing that, they saved 90 million pounds of aluminum in 1 year.
Wow.
And that's what I learned today.
Efficiency.
Yeah. It's average, 6 millimeters.
Average changes.
An average change.
Long run.
In a huge gain, 90 million tons of aluminum. So I thought that was pretty crazy.
There's your cocktail party information of the day.
we love to finish this way. It's the only way we know how to finish because we are positive guys.
Yeah,
so we're going to leave you on a high note. And Decky's going to hit you with the feel-good story.
Yeah, so this one came across my table on, what was it? I think Friday. One of the freshmen, I was eating lunch with them. And they gave me this story. AI and Steve, you guys haven't heard this yet. So I just wanted to get the initial feel-good reaction. So let me give you guys a little background. This guy's name is Chuck Carney. He's a freshman here, class of 2020. Eliza gave me this story. He posted on he just came this semester, I think. And he posted this on the Facebook page, the class of 2020 Facebook page. He goes, "Hey everyone, just dropped out today. Thanks to everyone here just for being. You all got a dream, go for it. I got a path, you got a path, and I love everyone, and St. Thomas is a good school. College isn't for me, and it's hard to explain. Something I learned here is that the biggest thing we have as humans is love, and I see people here laughing and living their life. It makes me really happy. Whatever happens, God got a plan for you. A lot of you know that. Those that don't believe, it's okay. You got a path in life too. And that might be part of his plan. I can't say because I'm not you or him. No one has to believe me. I'm just an individual. Whatever your beliefs are, don't let negative people bring you down. Positive thinking creates positive experiences as much as negative creates negative. That's just how it works. It's been real. Love, Chuck." The kicker here is he's dropping out to become a rapper.
Ooh. But he's in a good spot. He's in a good place.
Yeah, this was really, I mean, it sounds like I was poorly reading it, but this is literally just how I wrote it. It just periods randomly, and it just sounded real choppy. But so Chuck's dropping out to become a rapper. So,
are we sure that wasn't made to be in a rap?
No way.
Yeah. "You all got a dream. Go for it. I got a path. You got a path. And I love everyone."
We really need to get Chuck on the show. Yeah, he recognizes the love and that, and there's no that don't let negative people get you down. And I think that has something to do with the back pocket. Just never be negative. Chase your dreams. Chuck's chasing his dream.
Love you, Chuck.
We love you, Chuck. And we love you guys.
The back pocket.
The back pocket.
Dick hair.
Dick hair.